Thanks for tuning in today to I've Heard That Song Before. I'm your host, Joe Hunter, and every week we invite a guest into the studio to examine a song from the Great American Songbook. And this week in studio we have as our guest Tom Rozsak. Tom is a pianist and a teacher and a composer of over 10,000 songs, as well as the creator of the Fantastic Fragment Piano Course. And Tom, you'll have to tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, what it does is turns your fingers into drumsticks. So simply by placing your hand in positions where you can't be wrong, all you do is tap your fingers and you're making music. In fact, if you get nervous, you're making music.
And this is something that you've marketed around the world?
Oh, around the globe it is, yeah. And I also teach it in people's homes. It can be applied to any instrument, really, because you know yourself, all music is about rhythm.
Well, it's very, very interesting. Tom, you've chosen a wonderful American standard for us to investigate today, and that is These Foolish Things Remind Me of You, music by Harry Link and Jack Strachey, lyrics by Eric Mashewitz. I think this is the only song that this songwriting pair really wrote together.
The one-hit wonder.
And what a successful song. I mean, in 1936 alone, there were five different versions on the charts. Benny Goodman, Teddy Wilson, Billie Holiday, Nat Brandywine, Carol Gibson, and also found out that Spike Jones got his hands on it a little later and did a novelty version of it called These Darn Fool Things.
I wonder if that may have been what inspired Brian Ferry to do it.
Well, we'll have to wait for later to hear that one. But Tom, you've selected for our first rendition today the incomparable Miss Ella Fitzgerald, one of my favorite singers. And how about yourself?
Well, the thing is this, it's that I love the song, These Foolish Things. And I think it's the epitome of a perfect marriage between lyrics and music. But with Ella doing it, it's as though there's an angel singing it. And I would imagine, too, that the lyrical content here must have touched Ella's soul, because the longing for love leaves a little scar on your heart. And I think she was singing from that scar on her heart.
Absolutely.
I would find it very difficult to believe that anybody could hear her rendering of this song and not love it. Every time I hear her singing it, I'm moved to tears, you know, but not sad. It just reaches so deep inside your heart, you know.
Absolutely. Well, let's get right into Ella Fitzgerald doing our selected song for this week. This is These Foolish Things Remind Me of You.
Thank you. Oh, will you never let me be? Oh, will you never set me free? The chains that bind us are all around us. There's nothing left that I can see. Those little things remain that bring a cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment. Those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. A fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. to be. The winds of March that made my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings, these foolish things remind me of you.
Even in spite of the piano being a little out of tune, that was really one of the nicest versions I've ever heard of that song.
She's an angel and a seductress, I think. Luella can caress a note like nobody I've ever heard.
Yeah, and her jazz sensibility, she did some marvelous free form, took liberties with the melody, as only a great jazz artist could do.
Exactly.
Now, we started out with Ella, and I think she sang the more commonly known lyrics.
Well done, yeah.
I've heard many different versions of this, but in researching this song, I discovered there are five different verses. Now, I think our listeners will notice that Nat King Cole is going to sing a couple of verses that Ella did not sing.
Exactly.
So why don't we listen to Nat King Cole, recorded in the 1950s, and this arrangement is by the wonderful Billy May. This is These Foolish Things Remind Me of You.
A cigarette that bears the lipstick traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant, a fairground's painted swings, these foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be. The winds of March that made my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, and who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you.
Nice modulation.
First daffodils and long excited cables, and candle lights on little corner tables, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. The park at evening when the bell has sounded, the Ile de France with all the gulls around it, the beauty that is spring. These foolish things remind me of you. How strange, how sweet, to find you still. These things are dear to me. They seem to bring you near to me. The sigh of midnight trains and empty stations, silk stockings thrown aside, dance invitations. Oh, how the ghost of you cling. These foolish things remind me of you. These foolish things remind me of you.
That's Nat King Cole singing our selected song for this week. These Foolish Things Remind Me of You. And I tell you, Tom, I loved that version too. That's actually the rendition of it that I was most familiar with. I love that Billy May arrangement. Has a wonderful propulsion. Just keeps moving.
Well, I tell you, it's the first time I heard it in headphones. And if you haven't got headphones at home and you have to put your head by the speaker, it might be worth it. Because the little nuances, both in the arrangement and in his vocal rendition, would be better appreciated, you know, when you really have the headphones on.
Yeah, that's really one of the great classic versions of These Foolish Things. And again, you know, I have a copy of the lyrics in front of me, and he sang verses that I don't have in front of me. So I think I said before this performance that there were 5 verses to this song. I guess apparently now there are 6. Who knows how many
like
verses
an amoeba,
to this
it's
song.
It's growing it already. Really.
Well, next up, we're going to play an instrumental version of this classic song. And Tom, you've selected a rendition by one of my all-time favorite pianists. And I'm referring to the incomparable Oscar Peterson.
Yeah, the late, great, very great Oscar Peterson.
And now this is a very interesting recording we're going to hear, because not only do we have one of the most technically phenomenal pianists, he's now going to be playing our selected song, These Foolish Things, with a gentleman who's known for his sparsity of notes, and I'm referring to the great Count Basie. A contrast in approaches to the instrument.
But they complement each other so well.
I think you're probably right, because I know one of the things that they certainly share is an absolute commitment to the notion of swing and an understanding of blues, too. I think they both are committed.
But I think when the listener is listening to this rendition, I wonder if they would consider that perhaps the Count is leaning, let's say, a little bit more to the blues and Oscar leaning a little bit more to jazz, you know?
Well, I think if our listeners aren't familiar with both of these players, the person who plays more notes, that's definitely Oscar Peterson.
There you are. But who's counting?
All right. Well, let's listen to this rendition of These Foolish Things, performed here by Oscar Peterson and Count Basie.
Oh, yeah.
That's Oscar Peterson.
Take a count. Be Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
a team. Plotting.
As you should. That, of course, was Oscar Peterson and Count Basie playing our featured song today, These Foolish Things Remind Me of You. That comes from the album Satch and Josh, a 1975 recording on the Fantasy label. And Tom, I gotta tell you, you couldn't have a more contrasting approach to the instrument. And yet, my goodness, it was a marvelous conversation. They never stepped on each other's toes. It just seemed like a dialogue between two seasoned jazz musicians.
Really, it was all right. And between you, me, and the wall now, Joe, to me, like, the music said so much without the words. I didn't miss the words.
Oh, no, and I didn't miss them either, not in this case. Just to hear those two giants of the piano playing together, again, so contrasting and yet so simpatico. It was really, really marvelous. And the first thing that I'm struck with is just how much more space Count Basie allowed.
Initially, when the song started, he was playing the chords.
Exactly.
And I wonder if in his mind, he perceives the orchestra and he equates the orchestra with the chords. Whereas Oscar never really played, to the best of my knowledge, extensively anyway, with orchestras. So as such, he fills in more with the notes where the orchestra would have been, you know?
Right. Well, of course, Oscar Peterson achieved his notoriety within the context of a trio. So
right.
He really was the orchestra, absolutely.
Exactly. So it's a different perception.
We're going to go in a completely different direction. And that's one of the fun things we like to do here at I've Heard That Song Before. We're going to hear another vocal version by a gentleman who made his fame and fortune with a sort of a progressive British rock group called Roxy Music in the 1970s. And I'm referring to their lead singer, Brian Ferry.
Well, Brian Ferry was a surprising choice to me altogether.
To me as well. And this is from his very first solo record, came out in 1973, and the title of the album is These Foolish Things. This is quite a different interpretation of this classic song.
I think personally, what may have happened is he presented the song to the band, and if he spoke anything like he sang, it may have been something like, "And now I have another idea for you." And it sounded a little bit like Bela Lugosi to me. And at that point, I think they may have said, "Why don't we throw a pint of blood at him?" And then he departed from his usual Roxy Music format and went into doing it solo.
Well, I guess we have to give him credit because, you know, in this day and age, we have every pop star, rhythm and blues star now recording the American Songbook. And here we're talking about 1973. And, you know, I always, when I think of Brian Ferry, I think of somebody in an $800 suit. You know, he always had a lot of class to
him. That was just a jacket, Joe.
Yeah. And the fact that he chose to record such a standard on his very first solo record, I think is very interesting.
Commendable.
Yes, absolutely. So let's jump into this rendition of our selected song for this week. This is These Foolish Things Remind Me of You, performed by Brian Ferry.
Oh, will you never let me be? Oh, will you never set me free? The ties that bound us are still around us. There's no escape that I can see.
Sounds as if he's in a nightclub.
I think he is.
And still those little things remain that bring me happiness or pain. A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. A fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I somehow knew that this had to be. The winds of March that make my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. Gardenia perfume lingering on a pillow, while strawberries only 7 francs a kilo. And still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. I know that this was bound to be. These things have haunted me, for you've entirely enchanted me. The sigh of midnight trains in empty stations, silk stockings thrown aside, dance invitations. Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. The smile of Garbo and the scent of roses, the waiter's whistling as the last bar closes. The song that Crosby sings. These foolish things remind me of you. How strange, how sweet to find you still. These things are dear to me that seem to bring you so near to me. The scent of smoldering leaves, the wail of steamers, on the street to walk like dreamers. Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you, just you.
Was Brian Ferry from his first solo record, came out in 1973. The name of the album was These Foolish Things, and of course the song was These Foolish Things Remind Me of You. And what a dramatic contrast.
But you know what? Even though initially I wasn't enamored with wanting to even listen to it, after hearing it a few times, it started to grow on me like mushrooms on a log, but it grew on me. And did you notice the reggae rhythm?
Oh, yes, of course, right. I did notice that. You're
and
right.
Even though the guitar is subdued in the background, it's still pretty apparent, you know, but you have to listen for it. Another thing I thought was unique was the lyrical content. When he alludes to, oh, how the ghost of you clings, it's right about that time that you hear nearly angelic voices.
Yes.
You know, nice touch that, I thought.
Well, I have to say, overall, I found the production and the performance a little too campy for me. Not to mention, from a harmonic standpoint, the harmonies of the song, the original chord progressions of the song were, I thought, overly simplified.
Oh, they were, all right.
I don't know. That singing style is just a little bit too affected for me. And some of it was almost spoken, wasn't it?
I mean, that's it. I think of it as a talkie, you know.
I was struck with your reference to Bela Lugosi. I was listening to him. Some of it, he would just sort of seem to be almost sort of Bela Lugosi rap sings the lyrics to These Foolish Things.
Exactly. But he did a nice job of it. You know, as Brian goes, but that is the way Brian goes, you know.
And once again, I have to say, it would appear that this song has endless verses. Again, I have a copy of a lyric sheet with 5 different sets of lyrics, and he sang lyrics I had never heard before.
But I like it. It gave me a chuckle.
I'll give you that. It did make me smile because it was
See?
A little tongue-in-cheek, maybe.
As long as he doesn't bite his flipping tongue off, then there goes Bela Lugosi, you know?
Oh, wow. As we said, that was really quite a dramatic contrast from our versions that we've listened to. We started out listening to Ella Fitzgerald from a live recording. And then, of course, we went to Nat King Cole with Billy May doing the arrangement from the 1950s. For our instrumental version, we listened to Oscar Peterson and Count Basie. And we finally wrapped up These Foolish Things with a version by Brian Ferry, the lead singer from Roxy Music.
Quite a trip around the musical world.
Absolutely. We're going to keep with our tradition here at I've Heard That Song Before and end with a bonus track. This is another piece written by some of the same lyricists and composers who wrote These Foolish Things Remind Me of You. Lyricist Eric Mashowitz, also known as Holt Marvel.
Which almost sounds like a comic book name.
Yes, it does. And the music was written by, again, Jack Strachey, as well as a gentleman named Manning Sherwin. This was a song that was written during World War II, a very, very popular song entitled A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. And the lyricist, Eric Mashowitz, had quite a successful career in England, worked for the BBC, worked in the film industry in England. I mean, really worked extensively into the 1960s.
Well, he was quite a character with character.
And I think that's evidenced in this great quote I found. This is him describing himself from his memoirs that was entitled No Chip on My Shoulder. Well, he has written a few songs that people sing, a few plays that are still occasionally performed. He has had great happiness from women and made several good women unhappy, seen men die beside him in a war, worked hard on too many things, honored his father and mother. He is congenitally incapable of jealousy, lamentably unsuspicious of other people's motives. He laughs and weeps too readily and is considerably lacking in moral courage. That is Eric Mashowitz describing himself.
Well, how could you not love him?
Absolutely. Well, let's listen to another one of his great standards that he wrote. And this is a rendition of A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. This is Manhattan Transfer, a vocal a cappella arrangement of our bonus track, A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
I think the most appealing thing here for me is the arrangement. Like, if you listen to the vocal arrangement, it's almost like a string quartet.
Truly. So let's listen to this great arrangement of this great song. This is the Manhattan Transfer performing A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right. Perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Ooh.
The moon that lingered over London town. Two were so in love, the whole wide world seemed upside down.
The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair, and as we kissed and said goodbye, nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. A nightingale sang, a nightingale sang.
streets of town
were paved with stars.
It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodbye, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
The Manhattan Transfer singing A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square, our bonus track for today. Lyrics written by Eric Mashowitz, music by Jack Strachey and Manning Sherwin. And Tom, what an absolutely masterful vocal arrangement.
Flippin' genius, I tell you that.
Really? Oh,
there were a few lush chords you probably noticed.
Oh my, and really some very surprising twists with the harmony.
That little bit of discordance
really?
But just right, you know.
You mentioned a string quartet. It reminded me very much of string quartet writing.
Absolutely.
Wow, really knocked me out.
Hear, hear.
Well, we've had a lot of fun today listening to first our selected song, These Foolish Things Remind Me of You, again written by Holt Marvel, whose real name was Eric Mashowitz.
You mean that wasn't his real name, Holt? Marvel.
And music by Jack Strachey and Harry Link. And our bonus track today was written by Eric Mashowitz, Jack Strachey, and Manning Sherwin. A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. And our guest today has been Tom Rozsak, pianist, teacher, composer, and the creator of the Fantastic Fragment Instructional Course for Piano.
That's a bit like Holt Marvel in itself, you know.
Well, Tom, we really appreciate you coming down. We've had a lot of fun listening to these renditions today.
A great time was had by one and all. That would be you and me, right?
Absolutely. Well, you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before. I'm your host, Joe Hunter, and we'll see you next week.
I've Heard That Song Before is a production of the Front Porch People. Listen to more great conversations at thefrontporchpeople.com. Thank you for listening.
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.